In winter, Bergen is the getaway to Norway's rugged north, where travellers can view the Northern Lights, also known as the Aurora Borealis, as well as stay in an igloo hotel that melts every summer, or you could ride a reindeer sleigh in the below-freezing Arctic Circle. But travellers should not give Bergen a miss, as she's a beauty in her own right, as reporter Veronica Matheson discovered in a chat with Lynn Fallenberg of Visit Bergen.
Now, Lynn, this is my first trip to Bergen, but I feel as if I know the city very well because I love Nordic drama and I've seen so many films portray the city. Why is it so popular with filmmakers?
I think, in general, Bergen, the city, is very scenic. And we have both the sea very close and we also have the mountains surrounding. So it can look quite dramatic. And we also have many colourful houses and the narrow, small streets between the houses. So it can fit into quite a lot of different sceneries for both filmmakers.
And what sort of films, movies have you had?
We had quite a few detective dramas filmed here. So we have a local author called Gunnar Stålesen. So he has written a lot of detective novels about his Varg Veum, his private detective. And his books have been translated into English as well. And six of his novels were filmed here in Bergen. And yeah, we have a lot of other big ones coming from international movies as well. So we have Downsizing, and The Snowman was also partly filmed here in Bergen. The new Bond movie, they have a part of it filmed up north of Bergen, actually, in the Atlantic Road. But The Mission Impossible was filmed down in the Lysefjord.
And tell me about the Atlantic Road.
It's a very, very scenic road. And many bridges between islands. And
who came, which of the movie stars came for that?
Oh, I'm actually not quite sure who was. So it will be a part of the new Bond one, so I'm guessing that at least a stuntman.
I'm sure there was more than the stuntman.
Yeah.
And most of the movies make Bergen look very dark and dour and wet. Now today I'm here and the sun is shining and it's glorious.
Yeah, we have both. So Bergen is known for the rain as well. And I think also when you have the seven mountains surrounding the city and the rain comes, it's quite dark. And so if you want to film, if you want to have the series look very dark and mysterious, then it's the perfect time to film when it's raining.
Bergen, it's known for so many things, a World Heritage Site. Why is that?
So we have the Bryggen, the old Hanseatic wharf. It's on the UNESCO World Heritage List from 1979. These are the wooden houses. It's in the city centre, just by the water, and it's kind of the icon for Bergen. So if you've seen a few pictures of Bergen, I'm sure you have seen the colourful wooden houses at Bryggen as well.
And is there a ruling on what they can paint them?
Yeah, they have to follow strict rules. When they do anything with the buildings, they have to do it the way they were originally built. So they actually have special carpenters that make everything by hand. So they cannot use the modern tool. They have actually been to museums to study old tools and made replicas so that they can actually make them the way they were usually made.
How old are those buildings? I mean, they look magnificent.
The ones that are still here now, they were built up after a fire in 1702. But originally, there have been houses there. They have found traces back to 1100.
You're a city of culture as well.
Traditionally, Bergen was known for the composer Edvard Grieg, among others. And we also had Ole Bull, who was a violinist and also a composer. And we also have another one called Harald Sæverud, which was now more modern times. So he passed away just a few years ago. So we've had three really important composers in the city. So the cultural life has kind of come out from that. The music industry here is very including and people find each other easily and cooperate a lot. A lot of Bergen bands that had their breakthrough. Some made it internationally while others made it more locally here, but we have a lot of clubs where they can play and become famous. And we also have quite a lot of international artists coming here, especially in the summertime, because we have a big outdoor area which will take between 20 and 22,000 people, and quite often these concerts are fully booked. So it's a big concert in Norwegian standards, but for lies, and but still you get kind of quite close to the stage,
which is terrific.
Yeah, so for the audience, I think that's a perfect place. So if you want to come to Bergen to experience your favorite artist a little bit more up close, this is the place to be.
And well known for your food as well. Yeah. I mean, I imagine seafood.
Definitely. So as we're at the coast, the seafood is very close by and easy accessible. And quite a lot of the restaurants are specializing in seafood.
Tell me about the fish market.
Yeah, so the fish market now in the winter is mainly indoors. But in the summer, we also have food stalls outside as well. So then there will be more market stalls here. And you can see fish from the area that is fresh and very nice. And also the shrimps, you can buy just some pieces and enjoy them at the spot.
So the fishing boats, do they actually come in here in the mornings?
No, unfortunately they don't anymore because of hygiene regulations. But they do have actually some places just outside the city centre where once a week they come in with the fishing boats and are allowed to sell directly from the boats to private persons. Restaurants are not allowed to buy directly from them.
You have a couple of well-known restaurateurs. Mm-hmm. Now, one of them is a real experience because you go off on a ferry to an island, don't you? Tell me about that.
Yeah. So there is a restaurant called Cornelius. It's on an island, very small island, just outside of Bergen, 25 minutes by boat. The only way to get there is by boat. And chefs there, they make food according to the weather, actually. So if it's a rainy day, they have like more heavy tastes, and while it's a sunny day, you kind of want it more light. So they make the menu every day according to what weather there is.
And they go out fishing and yeah, bring it in fresh that day.
Yeah, and one of the owners, he actually sometimes go and dive for the scallops and the shellfish. So they actually have at the restaurant a big tank, so he cannot go diving every day, but he dives for most of it himself, and he puts it in the tank so it will still be alive and fresh, and they pick up whatever they need.
What a great experience.
Yeah, it is.
So you go there probably for lunch, do you?
You can go for lunch in the summertime, but during all year you can go for dinner. So it's a set departure every day. And you have to book it in advance, both because it's quite popular, but also so that they know how many people will come with the boat, so they know the size of the boat they should have, and also what food they should cook that day, so they don't waste anything.
It sounds like a great day out.
It is. We also have a lot of other things, for instance, cheese, local cheeses from local farms.
I actually tasted a really interesting goat's cheese, mm-hmm, which almost had a caramelly flavour to it.
Yeah, that's the brown cheese.
Yes.
So it's very popular among Norwegian, especially the children, because it's quite sweet with a caramelized taste. So I think it's like you have Vegemite and we have brown cheese.
So what are the must-sees in Bergen?
I would say the must-sees will be to go to Bryggen to see the UNESCO World Heritage Site there and just walk around and among the houses, and also to get up to see the view from one of the seven mountains surrounding the city. So we have both Mount Fløyen and Mount Ulriken, where you can take a cable car or a funicular to come to the top, or you can actually walk up to the others or these ones yourself and enjoy the beautiful views and the forest that you're walking through.
And Bergen, does Bergen experience
the Northern Lights? No. We do sometimes, but I would never say that you can come to Bergen and experience it.
So you'd just be lucky.
Yes.
In fact, I think you can go north and you can still also be lucky.
But we do have good connections between Bergen and the north of Norway, so you can easily combine both going up to the north and also come to Bergen and see the fjords. So.
Now, you've lived here a long time.
I'm born from here.
Do you have favourite things that you like to do?
I think one of my favourite things in general about Bergen is that you have the sea and the mountains surrounding the city, and you have the city life in between there. So you have everything you can imagine doing, both if you're interested in nature and if you like the ocean and also the cultural life and the urban life of the city. The Norwegians in general are very fond of being outdoors, so I'm planning to go up the mountain after work today, just to enjoy the outdoor scenery. And
I mean, you do have hours of darkness in the winter, don't you?
Yeah, we do. So now, today, as you can see, it's a very sunny day, but it gets dark quite fast. So now, at least, we're going towards lighter times and the sun has turned, so yeah, we're looking forward to the long summer nights.
So in the heart of winter, what times would you have daylight from?
Maybe from around 9 until 3.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah, it's not too bad.
So the further north you go, the darker it gets.
That is true, yeah.
It's been great talking to you about Bergen. I'm not staying long enough this time, but hopefully one day I'll come back and really appreciate what you have here.
Yeah, you're welcome anytime.
That was our reporter, Veronica Matheson, there, reporting from the beautiful little town of Bergen in Norway, and she was speaking with Lynn Falkenberg of Visit Bergen. You're listening to the Travel Writers Show on JAIR 87.8 FM.